morning.
Good morning.
We're going to wait another minute for two others to come.
Okay. Thank you.
Now let's begin with the Shem Yichud. The Shem Yichud could Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu. The Akta, the Shem Yudhe Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu kerenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kerenei. Today we will study the second Aliyah. And possibly the third. The second Aliyah begins with Leviticus chapter 9, verse 17, and completes at verse 23. This is a total of seven verses, and we know that number seven connects to the 7 days of the week and many other sevens associated with the physical world. Vayachrev et hamincha, vaymalei kafo, mimena v'yachted. Vayachter al hamizbeach, milvad olat haboker. Vayishchat et hashor, et ha'ayil. Zevach ha-shlamim asher la'am wa-yam-tziyu b'nei acharon et ha-dam e-lav va-yisrekehu al ha-mizbeach sa-aviv u-yet ha-chalavim min ha-shor u-min ha-ayil.
Has joined. Has joined.
Vayered me'asot hachatait ve'ha'ola ve'hashlamim v'yavo Moshe v'yaharon Elohel Moed v'yetzu v'yvaraku et ha'am Vayera kivod Adonai yo hey wahe Adanu yo portion of the Hebrew reading. For those of you who came late, we're studying the second Aliyah, and we will see if we have time to study the third Aliyah to catch up to the missing Aliyah on Sunday. Verse 17 in the English. And he brought forward the meal offering, filled his palm with it, and caused it to smoke on the altar, in addition to the morning burnt offering. The he in this verse is obviously Aaron. And he slaughtered the ox and the ram, the people's peace offering. And Aaron's sons presented the blood to him, and he dashed it on the altar. And again, it's the he is Aaron. Verse 19. And the fats from the ox and from the ram, the tail, the fatty covering, the kidneys, and the diaphragm with the liver, is basically following the descriptions and the injunctions that were said in the first Aliyah. And they placed the fats on top of the breasts, and he caused the fats to go to smoke on the altar. And Aaron had waved the breasts and the right thigh as a wave offering before Hashem, as Moses had commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. He then descended from preparing the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Descended means he came down from the altar, which takes some steps to get up to the altar. And Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Then they came out and blessed the people. And the glory of Hashem appeared to all the people. This is a question in my mind because Moses is not the high priest. Aaron is the high priest, and Moses is no longer acting as the priest. So why did Moses bless the people? Because the pronoun is they came out, both Moses and Aaron. Why did they have to go into the tent of meeting prior to blessing the people? Is because in order to reveal, you must first conceal. So by going into the tent of meeting, they were concealing themselves from the people, and then when they came out, they are capable of expressing the blessings. That's the end of our study for the second Aliyah. Does anyone have any questions? Now, this is the third day of the week, being Tuesday. And so the third Aliyah, catching up, as I mentioned before, we missed Sunday due to the holiday. The third Aliyah is 12 verses. It begins at chapter 9, verse 24, and completes at chapter 10, verse 11. The total of 12 verses, and we know the number 12 connects to the 12 tribes of Israel, but it also connects to the tree of life in the sense that Hashem's name has joined. Has four letters. And so there's four letters on the right, four letters on the left, and four letters on the center for a total of 12 letters. 3 times 4. Verse 24. Vatetzesh mi lifnei Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Vatokal Al HaMizbeach Ed HaOla Ed HaChalavim Vayar Kol HaAm Vayar Nu Alpanehem Vaikhu Bene Acharon Nadavi Avihu Ishmachtato Vayet Nu Vahem Eshvayasimu. Alecha ketoret vayachrivu lifnei Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziwa Otam Watetze Eish Me leave me Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Watokotam Vayamutu Leave me Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Vayomer Moshe el Acharon, hu asher diber Adonai, Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo, Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo, Leimor Bikrovai Ekadesh Vialpenei, Kol Ha'am Ekaved. Vayidom Aharon, Vayikra Moshe El Mishael, Uyel El Tzafan, Bnei Uziel Dod Aharon, Vayomer Alechem Kirvu, Seu Ed Achechem, Me Ed Bnei HaKodesh, El Michutz La Machane. Vayikrevu Vayisayu Bekutanotam El Michutz La Machane. Ka'asher Diber Moshe Vayomer Moshe el Acharon ul Elazar ul Itamar Banav Rashechem al Tifra'u uvigdechem lo Tifromu velo Tamuto Tamutu yal kol ha'eda Yivtsof va'achechem kol beit Yisrael Yivku ed hasrefa asher saraf Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Umi petach Ohel Moed Lotetu En Tamutu Ishemet Mishkat Adonai. Adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Alehem waya asu. Ki bar Moshe vaydaber Adonai. Yo he wahe. Adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. El acharon lemor. Yain yisekar. Al tisht ata uvanecha. Itach bevoachem. Elohel moed. Willo tamutu. Ukad olam ledorotechem. Willahav dil ben hakodesh. Uvein hacho uvein hatame. Uvein hatachor ulchorot et bene Yisrael et kol hachukim. Asher diber Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Alehem biyad Moshe. That's the completion of the third Aliyah. Now for the English translation. Chapter 9, verse 24. And fire went forth from before Hashem and consumed the burnt offering and the fats upon the altar. And all the people saw, they sang praises and fell upon their faces. I think this is the first, well, it's not the first time, but this is the first time we see this phrase, fell upon their faces, as applying to the children of Israel. Moses would fall on his face to speak to God. Falling upon their faces is an idiom, in my opinion, describing the prophetic position, which is something we discuss and teach in the Sefer Yetzirah classes. But the prophetic position is a technique that impacts your breathing, impacts your connection, your thought processes, and it allows you to, because of these changes physiologically, it allows you to go deeper into your meditative techniques and see what you will see, which is some level of connecting to Hashem, cleaving to Hashem. Chapter 10, verse 1. And Aaron's sons, Nadav and Abihu, each took his pan, put fire in them, and placed incense upon it. And they brought before the Hashem the foreign fire, which he had not commanded them. And fire went forth from before Hashem and consumed them, and they died before Hashem. This is the time, this is the description of the death of Nadav and Abihu. And there is much commentary from many of the sages about what they did wrong, what it's about. The Zohar gives an unusual description, something that you generally have not heard, which is that they didn't do anything wrong, but they volunteered to die in this manner in order to teach us, all the generations, some spiritual aspect. And then the various explanations that the various sages have written as to what they did wrong, they were drunk, they were not married, and other explanations all have different or deeper reasons for why they were chosen and why they volunteered to experience this. Verse 3. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what Hashem spoke. I will be sanctified through those near to me, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron was silent. And this is also part of the lessons and teachings that we need to understand, because Aaron was silent even though his children died. Now, there's some sages who say that Aaron was feeling guilty for having built the golden calf, and he thought that that was the effect of it. And in somewhat, that can be understood from what Moses is saying to him. He's giving what Hashem said. I will be sanctified through those near to me. Essentially, he was saying to Aaron, yes, you've lost your sons, and that could be it's time to mourn. But you cannot mourn. Not now. There'll be another time to mourn. But while you're doing the work of the sacrifices, while you're doing the work associated with being Kohen Gadol, you cannot mourn. No matter what your feelings are, you must remain happy. And that is one of the explanations that sages have written as to why Aaron was silent. And Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Aaron's uncle, Uziel, and said to them, "Draw near, carry your kinsmen from within the sanctuary to the outside of the camp." During temple times, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, they had tied a rope around his leg, so that if he was killed in the Holy of Holies because didn't warrant being the high priest and he didn't have the right kavanah, no one else had to enter the Holy of Holies. They could just draw the body out with the rope. But this was not the case with Nadav and Avihu. Someone had to go into the Holy of Holies and touch the dead body, which would have given them a connection to impurity. But Moses, obviously with Hashem's permission, gave them permission to take the bodies out. Verse 5. So they approached and carried them with their tunics to the outside of the camp, as Moses had spoken. In other words, they entered as little of their bodies as possible into the Holy of Holies. They took off their tunics, which is their coats, for lack of a better description, or their shirts, and they moved the bodies onto the shirts, and then they dragged the shirts with the bodies out of the Holy of Holies, and then carried all of that to the outside of the camp. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Itamar, his sons, "Do not leave your heads unshorn, and do not rend your garments, so that you shall not die, and lest he be angry with the entire community. But your brothers, the entire house of Israel, shall bewail the conflagration that Hashem has burned." The way that Nadav and Avihu died is fire entered their nostrils and burned their soul. The body was not disturbed, but their soul was burned. At least that's the descriptions that we've seen from the writings of the sages. And what's being said in this verse is to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Itamar, the remaining two sons, and Aaron as high priest, to not mourn, which shaving your head and rending your garments was a technique of mourning, of announcing you're in the state of mourning. And Moses said, you can't do that because you're going to be creating problems for the community. You have to sublimate your own individual emotions. Verse 7. And do not go out of the entrance of the tent of meeting, lest you die, because Hashem's anointing oil is upon you. And they did according to Moses' order. And Hashem spoke to Aaron, saying, do not drink wine that will lead to intoxication, neither you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, so that you shall not die. An eternal statute for your generations. When you're doing the work in the temple, you cannot be drunk. This applies to us today. If you're reading the Ketoret, you're essentially doing the work of the sacrifice. You're essentially bringing the sacrifice. You're acting as a priest. You cannot be drunk. It applies to you today. To distinguish between holy and profane and between unclean and clean. When you go into the tent of meeting, you are going to a level of holiness. And you need to be separating in what you do. And to instruct the children of Israel regarding all the statutes which Hashem has spoken to them through Moses. So now the priesthood is a teacher. It has the responsibility to teach about the difference between holiness and mundane, and how to tell the difference, and how to separate between the two. This is part of the priest's job. We are out of time, but does anyone have any questions? Today, we will only have two classes. The 11 o'clock class, which would be a class on the Book of Judges, will not be happening because I have a doctor's appointment. Nothing serious, just a normal routine follow-up. Us elderly people seem to do more often than we did when we were younger. But we will have a class at 4 o'clock West Coast time, where we will count the Omer and proceed into the Deep Zohar class. And we will have a class at 7 p.m. West Coast time, which will be the writings of the Ari for the Parasha of Shemini. I hope you all have a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful evening. I wish you all Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Hanu.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Has joined.